Couture. What's up, man?
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Good.
Are you out hunting this morning, or is it too wet?
Too wet, yep. The birds don't fly in the rain.
Good point.
So when you come into an event, Jerry just mentioned hunting, and everybody who knows you and follows your UFC career knows that you're a huge hunter. What is your bird hunting this type of season, and what are you using? What do you go after?
Well, I mean, we were supposed to be chasing the pheasant up here this morning, but with the rain, that just wasn't going to work out. Normally, when I get a chance to hunt, it's usually deer or elk. I have hunted birds many times, but it was going to be exciting to be in Ohio and be able to go pheasant hunting, and I guess it just didn't work out.
Yeah, it's too crappy this morning.
Where would you consider the best deer and elk hunting in the country?
Well, there's great deer hunting here in Ohio. I've hunted whitetail deer here, and there's some monster bucks in this state. Iowa's amazing. Kansas has got some really big deer. Obviously, if you're looking for mule deer, I think Utah or Colorado are a couple of the best spots for mule deer.
Elk?
Same elk in
Wyoming,
Colorado.
Yeah.
New Mexico, Wyoming, Montana.
Sure.
All the way down to Arizona.
You know what you should do, Randy, is you should start, you know, those like Last Alaskan type shows? You should do a Randy Couture going hunting in Alaska reality show, dude.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I would watch it. So you're
Ted Nugent and join you.
Yeah, you and Nuge, man. You can go out. Hey, let everybody know, because this is such a huge event, and you know, you've known Arnold for so long, and boy, I think it's 30 years this year. What are you, you're going out there to promote what at the Arnold this weekend?
Well, I've been coming out here for a dozen years to promote the Arnold Classic. Obviously, UFC 68 happened here in Ohio during the Arnold Classic weekend at Nationwide.
I remember that.
I fought Tim Sylvia for the heavyweight championship there. And I've been coming out here to help Arnold promote the after-school All-Stars, the kids' programs for after-school. You know, there's a lot of Alaskan kids out there, and he runs a great program here in Ohio to help kids kind of stay out of trouble and stay out of the street and find things to do after school instead of get into trouble. I always like coming and watching the arm wrestling. The arm wrestling's amazing here at the Arnold, and I get to give out the awards at the arm wrestling. So just shaking hands with some of those guys is pretty amazing.
Remember that? That video game, Randy? You ever see that video game where the guy has the arm and you could like arm wrestle the video game?
Yeah, that was funny.
I've seen the one in the arcades where it's actually an arm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you grip the arm and you throw it over. Hey, are you surprised? You mentioned the UFC, and forever they were here, and I think it was either Strikeforce or someone other promotion was here 1 year. Are you surprised Bellator hasn't come out here for the Arnold?
I've tried to help the board make that connection, and it just hasn't penciled. It just hasn't worked out, and I'm not sure why. But, you know, sometimes they're selective about where they want to end up. But I think it's a no-brainer. It's 200,000 people that come through this sports festival,
right,
you know, over the weekend. And, I mean, they're built-in fans. They love the sport of mixed martial arts.
Randy Couture is with us this Friday morning. And, Randy, what I think happened was after that your headlining match there at the Nationwide Arena, Target was so big, so many people, that the actual Arnold people themselves, because they don't have a hand in that.
Yeah.
And they want the arena for themselves for whatever events that weekend. And I think they were threatened by the MMA coming in on their weekend.
Well, I know that there's also hockey going on there, which they have to work
that's
on
true.
That schedule.
That's true.
There's a lot of other things going on. So
okay.
Randy. Yeah, Randy Couture is with us. Hey, you know what? A lot of people don't realize, and last time we had you in, when you were in studio last week, we talked about the McGregor-Mayweather because all the rumors were going. A lot of people don't realize you fought James Toney, the former boxer, in an MMA bout. Approaching that just from a curiosity standpoint, you knew you were going to kick his ass, but did you, when you were training for that and getting ready, did you let up at all, or did you go like James Toney is like Brock Lesnar?
No, I took James very seriously. There was too much riding on that fight to not take that seriously. I watched video of him, obviously no MMA video because he'd never fought in MMA, but I watched boxing video of him, and he's got an amazing shoulder roll and left hook, and if you stand around and play around with a guy like that,
yeah,
you're going to end up getting knocked out. I the question was how much real mixed martial arts was he going to be able to learn in the 4 months that he had to prepare for that fight. And I think we answered that question pretty quickly.
Yeah, you did. You did. Hey, speaking of Lesnar, and there's rumors out that he's coming back, and you've made comebacks and were successful with it. Would you think this would be a successful one for him? Because we all know last time, I think it was Mark Hunt, he got busted for performance-enhancing drugs. Do you think he can be successful? I'm sure he can, but I guess it depends on who he's fighting in the situation, right?
Well, you know, I think it's important in who he picks as an opponent. You know, I don't think he should probably be stepping in there with Steve Miocic right now. I mean,
yeah.
he's firing on all cylinders, and it's not a sport you kind of run into willy-nilly, and obviously the PEDs is an issue, and you know, certainly don't want to see that happen again. It's bad for everybody. But he's certainly an amazing athlete, and his wrestling credentials stand for themselves, so I think he'll be just fine.
Yeah, I would think, you know, in this country, Randy, we love a comeback. Everybody loves a comeback. Somebody goes away. But in, like you just mentioned, in the UFC, good Lord, there comes a time where you really, enough is enough.
At some point, you have to make a rational
decision. I mean, at 55, you're not getting in the ring with 20-something all. You know, there's just no way.
Randy could. Randy could. I'll bet on Randy.
Chuck Norris could.
I'll take Randy on that one. Hey, what do you got coming up movie-wise? Because I know you've been in the Expendables and you've had fun doing that. What do you have coming up on the horizon when it comes to television?
Getting ready to leave on the 22nd of March for Romania. I'll be shooting a film in Bucharest, Romania, called The Hard Way, doing an action flick with Michael Jai White. Excited about that. I've met him several times, but I've never worked with him. And he does a ton of martial arts style movies, so it should be a lot of fun. We've been greenlit for Expendables 4, and we're supposed to start filming that if things stay on schedule in the August time frame. So still waiting to see the script. I know Nice. Sly is writing this one, so excited to see where we're headed and what we're doing in this one.
Would that one include Bruce Willis, Arnold, the Harrison Ford, everybody else who was in the other ones, like all the same guys?
That's a very good question, and I don't have an answer to that question. Until we see a script, you just don't know. And I know, you know, he'll probably add some names to the list, and who's coming back and who's not coming back is always the question, and they keep that pretty close to their vest.
No, Torg, Andy Dick and David Spade are doing this next one.
Hey, do you do your own stunts, Randy, when you have to?
As much as they'll let you do. There are just certain things that
it's a union.
They're not going to let you do. They start blowing stuff up or
right.
jumping off big buildings, and I'm like, yeah, we'll let a professional do that one.
So when you're not
to beat somebody up, then I'm in.
Then you're in. When it's a fist or an elbow, side of your foot, you're in. So when you're not on the road, you're on set, you're making movies, you're on the road doing events like the Arnold or promoting the UFC. When you're not doing that, you're hunting. Life sounds pretty good for you, man. Good for you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've been having a blast. Since retiring 6 years ago, I've been busy as I've ever been. It's been ridiculous, but it's been fun.
Well, you're a legend, man, and we appreciate the time. Have fun this weekend, man. Do you have any favorite restaurants in town you ever check out?
Oh, we were at Hyde Park last night, and that's one of the best meals I've had in quite a while. It was amazing. The steak was great. The seafood, we had some oysters there that were just phenomenal. So
oh, great.
They always do a great job. We come in on Wednesday, and we try to go to Hyde Park every Wednesday night when we come in here, and we always have a great time here in Columbus. The people here are fantastic.
Well, Randy, we appreciate it, man. You
welcome.
Come on every year. We love having you on. Appreciate it. Take care, man.
You bet. Have a great day.
All right. Welcome to town.
Yeah, Randy Couture with Torg and Elliott, QFM 96.